Christopher Columbus's final journey westward ended at Jamaica. Between 1502 and 1504, Columbus chartered South America's Atlantic, watched a hurricane strand his ships, let part of his crew desert him, and endured complaints by shipmates subsisting on the kindness of increasingly exacerbated indigenes. Consulting nautical texts and finding a lunar eclipse imminent, Columbus warned his hosts that ignoring the European suffering would bring God's wrath. When the eclipse rose, cowering islanders begged Columbus to make it stop. The same bravado that got the Spanish court to finance his voyages got Columbus off the hook with the Arawaks. This is Ryan Paul Wynn, audiobook reviewer for American History Magazine. I'll be discussing Conquistador Voices, the Spanish Conquest of the Americas as recounted largely by the participants, Volume 1, written and read by Kevin H. Siepel. Spruce Tree Press produced the recording of the complete published text. Drawing on his own translations, Kevin Siepel chronicles the escapades of star Spanish colonizers. He narrates these figures' journals and correspondence alongside accounts by contemporaries, positioning readers to enshrine or disdain his characters in the context of their day. Siepel's read of his text lends gravitas to his exploration of the colonizing mindset. A canny charmer who wooed King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella into springing for his 1492 trip across the ocean blue, Columbus steered his famed trio of ships to the Bahamas. Terming the island's inhabitants friendly, and likely to be converted to our holy faith by love more than force, he added less benignly that they should prove to be good servants and intelligent. The peoples he misnamed Indians wore gold adornments, a factor Columbus exaggerated to sell his patrons on future voyages. Return trips in 1493 and 1498 produced more riches, slaves, and Catholic converts for the crown, but Columbus's leadership grew suspect. Siepel tracks the explorers' failed colonies and revolts by natives that led a successor to clap Columbus into irons. Columbus persuaded the credulous Philip and Isabella to pardon him and bankroll that final expedition to the Bahamas. The more cunning Cortez was quick to ditch both enemies and allies. Age 19, when he left Spain for Hispaniola in 1504, Cortez helped conquer Cuba in 1511. By 1518, he was leading a force into Mexico. Mixing what Siepel deems honey and vinegar, Cortez prophesies selective Christian forgiveness. While he overlooked cannibalism and human sacrifice committed by repentant Native Americans, Cortez imposed butchery upon those who opposed his will, in order to sow fear of the Spanish and their ferocity in every corner of that land. By 1519, he'd convinced Aztec King Montezuma to surrender in what Siepel calls an early example of Stockholm Syndrome. Remaining Aztec strongholds fell in the three-month battle in 1521. Listeners may wish Siepel showed more empathy for the tribes these conquistadors vanquished, but Siepel has other aims, specifically to document an expose of Spanish domination in the New World. Amid the contemporary debate over the continued presence of monuments to conquerors and colonizers, Conquistador Voices helps explain the superiority complex that erected those monuments in the first place.